Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, November 16th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, 7 days, 1 week away from Turkey Day, 37 degrees here in Marion, sunny skies, and today you will have to go out and enjoy the weather. It will be near 70 degrees, and then tomorrow it gets ugly. It gets rainy. It gets cold. And it looks like we're going to stay that way for at least about a week. And maybe longer. Who knows? It is November, you know, late November here in the Buckeye State. But enjoy today. It may be the last time for a while. There are temperatures over 60 degrees. And kind of sunny skies out there. Not too bad yesterday either. Well, let's start off the morning here. I went to McDonald's this morning to get my large diet soda. And as I told you earlier, McDonald's is very big now into passing out flyers. Now, the flyer I got on Monday, now I'm going to read it again for you here because somebody might like this. The McRib returns November 17th through 19th. Well, that would be this weekend, starting tomorrow. Get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of a McRib. Now, this is the McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road. I don't know if that's all McDonald's here in Marion, but certainly the one on Marion Mount Gilead Road out here by Walmart. So get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of a McRib. Hey, maybe somebody will bring us McRib meals to the studio tomorrow when we're there, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now, I'm not telling anybody to do that. But, you know, maybe around like 10 or noon. Hey, you never know. I haven't had a McRib since Who Flung the Chung. But that's coming. So I got that flyer on Monday. Now, this morning, they're pushing another new flyer. So here's, this is big. Free large fry. Now, everybody loves McDonald's fries, don't they? Free large fry with orders of $2 or more. Only $2. On the app. Now, you've got to have the McDonald's app for this, APP. Free large fries with the order of $2 or more, or 20% off on orders of $2 or more on the app. And again, this says McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road, but I'm guessing this is all McDonald's in Marion. So, let's look at this. If you ordered $2 worth of goods from McDonald's, you would get 40 cents off. Well, that's not bad. But I think the fry is probably the better deal, because if you spent $2, let's say you got two large drinks, that would be over $2. You'd get a free large fry because that would be over $2, because they've raised the prices of the drinks now. I think they're $1.39, $1.49, something like that now. I know with tax, they come up to $1.81. So, you know, there you go. But there's the McDonald's news of the day. The McRib celebration starts tomorrow, where if you get a McRib, you also get a drink and you also get a fry. And that runs all weekend. And apparently no end date on this app thing. Free large fries with the purchase of $2 or more, or 20% off your order of $2 or more with the app at McDonald's. Well, that's the McDonald's news of the morning. They're very, very big into flyers, so I figure if they give me a flyer, I should say something. Okay, what news do we have going on here at the station? Well, the fruitcake toss, we're in full swing with that. Fruitcake toss coming up on Thursday night, December the 14th, just a little under a month away, 7 p.m. here at studio, 685 Delaware Avenue. Now, here's the deal. Now, a lot of I've been saying fruitcake toss, and this is the fourth year that we have done it, but I feel I should explain it again because I don't explain it every morning that we do it. Here's what you do. The fruitcake toss itself goes like this. You show up the night of the 14th at 7 p.m., and there'll be a big broadcast outside of the station. Now, what you'll do is you walk up to a line. We'll have a line there. You can't run up to it. You walk up to it. You walk up to the line. You put your feet on the line. You have an actual Claxton fruitcake. Now, a lot of people think it's not a real fruitcake. It is a real fruitcake, Claxton fruitcake. And underhanded, you get one toss with the fruitcake. And the person who throws the fruitcake the furthest is the fruitcake champion. Now, we've had some distances on these things. Oh, and by the way, here's how you get in the fruitcake toss. Prior to December the 14th, you have to call in during the morning show and nominate somebody to be in the toss. Now, you can nominate anybody. We've had a ton of people nominated in the past. We've had mayors nominated, past mayors, police chiefs, sheriffs, people who listen to this show, people on this station. Tons of people have been entered in the fruitcake toss. So it can be anybody, but all you have to do is call in during this program, 740-751-4038, and then show up on December 14th, and maybe you will be the fruitcake toss champion. Now, it doesn't cost any money. Now, the night of the fruitcake toss, we might take up a free will donation for a charity, but that will be on... Well, we'll figure that out before December 14th, and everybody will know exactly what that'll be about. Now, so far in the fruitcake toss, we've only been taking nominations for the last 3 days. We've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appenfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, and Lee. We have 14 entrants into the fruitcake toss. Now, I'm getting a message on Facebook right now. You can call in and nominate anybody you would like right now. You can nominate them. Now, here's the only hitch in this giddy-up. You have to tell them to be there. Obviously, we can't contact these people and let them know to be there. So once you nominate them... you have to let them know to come to 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut on Delaware Avenue, on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. So that's how that all works out. So if you would like to nominate anybody, feel free. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038, and we will get them in the fruitcake. We got 14 people, so the list is growing. And again, you can nominate anybody. We've had a ton of people in this in the past, and it's always a lot of fun. And anybody can win. It doesn't really matter if you're a female, how old you are, male. It just really who gets the best toss on this thing gives us the winner. So if you want to nominate somebody, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And then call that person and make sure they know that they are in the fruitcake toss Thursday night, December 14th at 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut. So you can call in anytime this morning and nominate somebody, 740-751-4038. And we usually have some kind of prize there. I think last year we gave away a pizza, fruitcake, and I think we gave away tickets to the Zoo Lights. Down in Columbus, I think that was a prize last year or the year before. Sometimes somebody bakes something. There's a lot of good prizes involved with this particular event. Now, also want to remind people that Christmas in Caledonia is coming up on Saturday, December the 9th, and we have been asked to participate in that. I'll be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas, and Carrington and Matt. Carrington will be dressed as an elf. Matt will be dressed as a reindeer, and they will be singing songs as we light the Caledonia Christmas tree, which for the first time will be lighted outside, I believe. So that all comes up on Saturday, December the 9th, around 6:15 in the evening. Next Wednesday here at the station, starting at 8 a.m., 8 a.m. till 12 noon, will be our big Thanksgiving program. Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, will be coming in. Now, this all started 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we had the turkey pizza. Last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza, which was a big success. This year, I don't know. We don't know if the pumpkin pie pizza is coming back. We don't know if it's going to be some kind of cranberry pizza. I don't know. What else goes with things? Stuffing pizza? Not really sure. But this Wednesday, coming Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, Bob Welsh will be in the studio, and possibly others, and we will be celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday by having the Thanksgiving pizza, which is a surprise to me at this particular point. Then the day after Thanksgiving, Bob Welsh comes back in, and we have Christmas pizza. Now, last year, we had fruitcake pizza. Now, I don't know if that's going to make a return this year or not, but we're going to have some kind of Christmas pizza the day after Thanksgiving, and that's also the day we light the WGH Christmas tree. Now, that will be Friday morning next week, a week from tomorrow, 8 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the day after Thanksgiving. So a lot going on next week. Let's see. Well, tune in tomorrow morning. We might have a surprise for you. Now, I've been saying this all week. I was contacted on Monday about doing something coming up in the next week or so. And we really have not finalized it yet. The person who contacted me is supposed to call me back tonight. So I should know tonight if this is going to happen or not. So, if it's going to happen, I'll announce it tomorrow morning during the show, 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. And if it's not going to happen, I'll just tell you that it's not going to happen. And whatever it was went out the window. But if you want to hear what the surprise is, you've got to tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. to see if the surprise is going to happen. And even I don't know at this point because I won't know till tonight. So that's the way that goes. All right, some announcements here. This weekend, Saturday, at Attaboy's from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., they will be giving away items to make a Thanksgiving dinner. So remember, Attaboy's this Saturday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m., they'll be giving away items to make a Thanksgiving for you at your home. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Miranda. I have two nominations for the fruitcake. Cake toss.
Oh, doesn't it sound like the event of a lifetime?
It sounds amazing.
Oh, it's big. Who are your nominees?
I am nominating both of my baby daddies, Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson.
Okay, let's hear. Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson.
Yes.
Now, just to get an idea, how old are these guys?
Tyler is 27 and Glenn is 37.
Okay, so they both could be very, are they like big, strong guys, big, strapping guys?
Glenn is, but I feel like Tyler could surprise me.
Okay, so they could really launch this fruitcake is what you're telling me.
Yes.
I like, well, it's nice that you have good relationships with the fathers of your children.
Yes, they're my best friends.
Oh, really? That's very, very nice. And, of course, you'll bring the kids out and watch this event, right?
Yes, I think they will love it.
Oh, good. Well, just let them know, Thursday night, December 14th, 7 p.m., right here at the station. Just show up, and we will get them in.
Yes, they should be listening right now. I texted them before I called in and told them to listen.
All right. Well, hey, that sounds good. Thanks, Miranda.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, Miranda has called in and put two people. Now, these are two new entrants into the fruitcake toss. Now, these sound like some guys that might be able to get it done here. Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. Well, Glenn and Tyler, if you're out there listening today, December the 14th, 7 p.m., fruitcake toss. Now, again, here's how the fruitcake toss goes. It's a real Claxton fruitcake. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to get one of these. They're flying off the shelves. I know we're sold. I think the Kroger's in Marion are sold out of them. You walk up to a line. We'll have a line set. And you have to take the fruitcake and one underhanded toss. One underhanded toss. So that's it. And the tosses the fruitcake the farthest is fruitcake champion. Now, people can screw this up. Let me tell you. We've seen it done. This is the fourth fruitcake toss. The two big mistakes that are made is people tend to throw it with a lot of power, so it goes way up in the air and doesn't go very far. It goes very high, but it doesn't go very far. And we're looking for distance here, not height. That's one of the mistakes. And the other mistake is people try to throw it low to the ground for distance, but the problem is a fruitcake is not round, and if it hits the ground, it's not going to roll, really. It may go a foot or two, but it's not going to go very far. So those are the two mistakes. So it's very hard. There's a lot of technique involved in this particular event. So now we're up to 16 entrants. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Kerr Murray, Commissioner Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, and Tyler Wilson. So there you go. And, you know, that's a nice thing, to be honest with you, to be friends with the fathers of your children. I think that's very, very, very nice that you can continue those relationships. You know, I was talking to somebody, I think this week, about a person who has good relationships with the fathers of her children. I think that's nice. I think when you can get along with people from your past, I think it makes life a little happier and a little easier to deal with, especially in that particular situation. And Morant apparently will be there cheering these two on. Now, I don't know what she'll be cheering for. I guess she'll have to pick one or the other. That'll be an interesting cheering section. Now, remember, you can nominate anybody. It can be male or female. The only thing is you have to let them know to show up, because we can't go around telling people to show up. We would spend all our time doing that. So it is Thursday, December 14th, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut. You won't be able to miss it. It'll be fruitcake galore. Now, you know, I always like to take these events and add things on every year. And for years now, we've been trying to get a Christmas lights event in Marion, to where we would all get on a bus and go look at Christmas lights and then have milk and cookies, or hot chocolate and cookies, or something like that. Well, this never gets off the ground because we've never found a church yet that has a bus or even a big van. We could probably even get by with a big van. So if you know a church that has a bus or a big van and somebody who could drive it for maybe a couple hours, one or two nights this holiday season, let me know and we'll make this happen. Now, when it comes to the fruitcake toss, I was thinking yesterday, because we've talked about this hot chocolate and cookie thing. And, you know, we really don't serve anything the night of the fruitcake toss. And we certainly don't want to serve fruitcake because it's disgusting. So here's the thing. What should we serve the night of the fruitcake toss? Because I know exactly who I could go to get to serve this. And if she's listening right now, she knows that she could be right there serving this. So, does anybody have any ideas what would be very Christmassy and very of the season for a fruitcake toss? Kind of something offbeat that we could serve. You know, no meals or anything like that. Just something that we could have out in the parking lot that people could get. Out there, usually it's not that cold a night, to be honest with you. Last year was a little cold, but usually it's not that bad. To serve on that night. I don't really know. You know what? Here's also something I thought of. Now people can think about this. What would be the fruitcake toss mascot? Now, I don't think there's anything as I've never seen a fruitcake outfit, so I don't think we're going to have a fruitcake out there dancing around. But who should be the fruitcake toss mascot? Is there a character or anything that we could bring out for the fruitcake toss, turn this into a whole big event, 7 to 8 o'clock? I think Santa Claus will be there. To be honest with you, I'm not sure, but I do believe Santa Claus will be there that night. So you'll be able to get pictures with Santa. You know, Santa's very busy that time of year, and I can't say that he'll be there, but could be. I'll confirm that up as we get closer to the event. You do get a plaque if you win, by the way. Bob Welsh supplies the plaques for the fruit toss, so you do get a plaque if you win. Okay. All that being said, is anybody else entered into the fruitcake toss? Does anybody else want to make an entry right now? Doesn't cost you anything. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fruitcake toss, December 14th at 7 p.m. And so far, we've got 16 people now in the fruitcake toss. We have got a good group here. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, and Tyler Wilson. That is the group so far. And if you'd like to nominate anybody else, let us know. We would love to hear from you. What a night it's going to be. You know, maybe... Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, Carrington is our elf, Sprinkles the elf. Maybe we'll have her out there that night being our mascot. The mascot, you know, it kind of fits to Sprinkles. Maybe we should call her Fruitcake the elf. I'll talk to her about that tomorrow night during the Friday night show. Maybe we'll change her name from Sprinkles to Fruitcake. Fruitcake the elf. And she can be the mascot, the official mascot of the Fruitcake Toss 2023. I've got to get a fruitcake toss sweatshirt. Now, I don't know anybody who makes shirts. I've never seen a fruitcake sweatshirt, but I've got to get some kind of sweatshirt or something to wear out there because I never know what to wear to this event. You know, it's not exactly a black tie event, but I've got to figure out something to wear to this event that has to do with a fruitcake because I'm out there emceeing the event. And by the way, this year, the event will be broadcast later that night. We will tape the event from 7 to 8 o'clock for broadcast, and then we will broadcast it 9 to 10 that night. So if you're in the fruitcake toss, you'll be able to go home and listen to yourself participate in the fruitcake toss. So it will be on that night, about an hour after we do the event. An hour after the event ends, it should be on the air. So there you go. 740-751-4038 if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss. 41 minutes past the hour here, a week before Thanksgiving. Okay. Again, Attaboy Boys, 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday. We'll be giving away the items to make a Thanksgiving dinner. Ashland Road Church of Christ this Saturday will be having their food pantry at 9 a.m. And Victory Center, I believe Church of Christ, will be having their food pantry this Saturday at 10 a.m. So Richland Road this Saturday at 9 a.m. and Victory Center this Saturday at 10 a.m. will be having their food pantries. Okay. What else do we have here to talk about? Has anybody checked out the music video that Matt put together on Facebook? You can see it on my Facebook page. I put a link to it on my Facebook page. And it's also on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Scott Spears Exchange, you'll see the music video that Matt did. I know this took him months to do, and it's a great video. So go take a look, and we thank Matt for putting that together. Okay. What else did I want to talk about here? Well, last night I got together, maybe why I'm a little bleary-eyed this morning, I got together last night with Carrington and Matt and Mary Ellen Withrow, and we had a great time. We taped a Christmas special that's going to air on Thanksgiving night on YouTube. And basically, Mary Ellen brought in all kinds of memorabilia of her Christmases spent in Washington. We had Christmas cards. We had Christmas ornaments. We had pictures with the presidents at the White House Christmas parties. We had invitations that were sent out. We had Christmas gifts that were given in Washington. We had eggnog. We had recipes to do for Christmas. It's a great, great special, and I hope you watch it. It will be coming up Thanksgiving night on YouTube, Mary Ellen Withrow's Christmas in Washington. You will not want to miss that. We taped it last night and had just a ton of fun with that. So that will be coming up. Also, what else is going on here? Oh, well, I was with the kids last night, and we taped an episode of The Exchange with Mary Ellen, which was a lot of fun. Now, that should be out by Friday. That should be out tomorrow. So you can watch that one tomorrow, but the Mary Ellen Christmas special will be Thanksgiving night. So after you get done cramming your face on Thanksgiving, you can watch Mary Ellen Withrow's Christmas in Washington on YouTube. And it's a pretty good special. So I had a lot of fun. Then when that was over last night, after the taping was done, I went with Sean out to B-Dubs and had a really good meal. They have great potato wedges at B-Dubs. So I was there until rather late last night. Let's put it that way. Still came home and walked, but a little bit of a night for a Wednesday night. You know, a person who I was thinking will do the hot chocolate and the cookies or whatever thing we're going to have out there must not be listening, because I would have heard something by now. So just keep thinking about it. Okay. What else? Oh, you know what? I have a very interesting life. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and somebody came up to me, and I'm sure they're listening right now, and if you are listening, I thank you for listening. But somebody came up to me and said, I know what you want for Christmas, a great big fruitcake. So this is what I have become known for. Giant fruitcakes, which I don't like. I've never met a fruitcake I liked. I don't like fruitcakes. It's not something I enjoy at all. But people come all holiday season. People will ask me if I want a fruitcake or like a fruitcake or so on and so forth. So we've got that. And then yesterday, somebody came up again, and I'm starting to think we must have done very good on election night, because I ran into a lady at the store yesterday, and she said, I just want to let you know, we listened to the election coverage, and it was great. And, you know, I really have no idea what we did last Tuesday night that was so different, except having so many people on the program, because we've been doing election coverage on this station for 10 years. But I have never heard so much feedback about the election coverage. And again, I thank everybody who has said nice things, because it's really been overwhelming, the response from that. I knew we did good that night. I really felt positive about the work we had done. But my goodness, the feedback has been tremendous. And I thank everybody who has sent any kind of feedback at all. So thank you for that. Okay, well, I think that's about all I have to say. So again, Fruitcake Toss is open, 740-751-4038. If you want to nominate somebody, it's Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. You do have to let them know that they are in the Fruitcake Toss. That's the one part that I cannot do. Now, there are a lot of people who have been in the Fruitcake Toss that have not been nominated yet. I think Linda Sims has been in it every year, who is our a longtime member here at the station. Terry Tackett, I think, has been in it every year. I don't think Terry's been put in this year. Pastor Craig has not been put in this year, but I have a feeling Pastor Craig might be put in very soon. I heard somebody mention that last night, so that could happen very soon. Pastor Whitaker. We haven't heard anything about Pastor Whitaker yet. Let's see. Mayor Kellogg has been in it every year. I have not heard anything from Mayor Kellogg. Last night, Mary Ellen asked me when the Fruitcake Toss was going to be. Now, she's been nominated every year, But I don't know that anybody's nominated her this year. She certainly did not say that last night, but she did ask me when it was going to be. The last 2 years, Mary Ellen wasn't able to come. 2 years ago, she had a death in her family, and then last year, she had a broken leg. So she has never been able to participate, but she did ask me last night about it. But she hasn't been nominated yet, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mayor Schertzer, we talked about that yesterday. He has not been nominated. And if you're going to nominate him, I'm going to do that now. Because I'm sure he has a very busy December, the last month he'll be in office. So you probably want to get on the calendar now. Let's see here. The sheriff has not been nominated, Sheriff Bales. The police chief, McDonald, has not been nominated. They were both in it last year. Judge Edwards has not been nominated. He was in it last year. So those are some ideas if you'd like to nominate people. And you can nominate any. I think Buckeye Guy was nominated last year. He's not been put in it. Abby, who was in it last year, she gave us the church to do it at last year. She has not been put in. So there are a few people who have not been put into this thing. If you'd like to put them in, or if there's anybody else you want to put in, give me a buzz. You know, there's people all over town. Always room for new entrants. It can be anybody. It can be a dignitary here in town. It can be the father of your children. It can be the mother of your children. It can be your best friend. It can be somebody who rides your bus. It can be anybody. 740-751-4038. Do you want to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss? We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour. Then we're going to come back and do a whole nother hour. And remember, the thing about the fruitcake toss, you think that, you know, if you're a big, powerful guy, you're going to come out there and win it. Listen, we have had men who are 650 pounds out there, and they don't win. There's something about the way you throw that fruitcake, and you don't know until you throw it. People just don't understand that there is a technique to it. And my advice would be to practice. So that's my idea. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. What else can we talk about here this morning? Well, tomorrow will be a big morning here at the station. It's our big day. Friday's our big broadcast day. We start at 8 a.m. in the morning. I'll be on with Matt and Sean from 8 to 9. Pastor Whitaker will be with me from 9 to 10, and then Matt and Sean will rejoin me from 10 to 11. Then Pastor Craig is on from 11 to 12, and then we get the whole group together, Pastor Craig, Matt, Sean, and I, from 12 to 1, and then Pastor Craig is on again with Study His Word Radio from 1 to 2, and then tomorrow night from 8:15 to 10 p.m., it's Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I for Friday Night Live, 8 to 10, every Friday night on this station. And who knows who else will be calling in or coming in tomorrow night. This weekend, last Ohio State home game before the Michigan game, I believe they play Minnesota. Does anybody understand this whole thing with the signs that the Michigan coach has been suspended for? I really don't understand it. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, how many can you nominate for the toss?
If you're willing to contact them, as many as you like.
Well, I'm going to contact Mr. Bill Collins since he's going to be the mayor. And I want to get that yard sign that I mentioned to you, but I think my quote to you was, when you talk to him again, but you might not talk to him until maybe the pancake toss, fruitcake toss. If you're going to have something like that, that's what was on my mind. We just have pancakes. You can flip them, can't you, Scott?
You know, I can flip a pancake. I could probably flip a pancake.
Have something like that. Just joking. So I'll put him. I'll put. I don't know what title to use right now, but. I know he's going to be the mayor of Marion come after the 1st January, right?
That's right. I think he's still sheriff deputy up until the 1st, but yeah, come January 1st, he'll be the mayor.
Sheriff deputy, okay. I like the pronunciation of the right people to get the, maybe like to hear that, you know, that the correct pronunciation of their title. So thank you, Scott.
Hey, that's a good one. Thank you. Bill Collins, now in the fruitcake toss, our mayor-elect coming up on January 1st. Well, we'll hear back and see if Bill accepts the fruitcake toss nomination on December 14th. I think he will. I don't know why he wouldn't. But Bill Collins in now. So that makes number 15 on our fruitcake toss entrant list. All right, again, if you got somebody, all you got to do is contact them. You can call and nominate him and then contact him. You don't have to do it beforehand. It's just good to let us know what the answer was, if they're going to be there or not. We like that. But just so we can kind of plan for what we're doing that night. But Bill Collins now in the fruitcake toss here. Lucky number 15. All right, 7 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anybody else you want to put in the fruitcake toss? Now, remember, if it's somebody I know, like Glenn Coble, I can let Glenn know. If it's somebody here at the station, like I told Matt and Carrington last night, they were in it. If it was anybody here at the station, I can let them know. Also, if it's somebody I have contact with, like a Buckeye guy or somebody like that, I can spread the word to them that they're in the fruitcake toss. But other than that, it's not too hard to call somebody up. I think everybody else locally here is easy to find. Mayor Kellogg, Mayor Schertzer, Mary Ellen Withrow, people like. So, do we have any more entrants into the fruitcake toss as we approach the end of the first hour here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But does anybody, I was talking about the last home Ohio State game this weekend before the big Michigan game after Thanksgiving. Does anybody understand this whole sign thing? I cannot figure it out, to be honest with you, because what is the deal with throwing, okay, what is the deal with the sign? Okay, let's say that Michigan did steal the signs from other football teams. Okay, how do you know what play they're going to call until right before they play it? You know, if you're out there on a Saturday, okay, let's say it's a 3rd and 7, the team puts up their sign, well, you only have about a minute to get that sign relayed over to your side and to your players. How could you do that in a minute, even if you know all their signs? I don't understand it. 740-751-4038. This is good. I just got a message, and you know, I was actually thinking about this, about posting a list of the fruitcake competitors and details, and people will share it on Facebook. I thought about doing that. I think I'm going to do that. And we're also going to tape, I know, a fruitcake commercial at some point to do some promotion with it. So I'll do that maybe later on today or tomorrow, depending on when we can get that commercial film, that little 30-second commercial spot. But this is where we are now. And again, if you'd like to enter somebody, 740-751-4038. But heading into Ohio State's last home game, does anybody understand what this whole sign thing is about? Honestly, I don't get it. I understand that you can steal the signs. I haven't seen the proof of it yet. I know that they found the guy who allegedly was stealing the signs, but I don't know what his connection to Michigan was. I don't know why their coach got suspended if they don't have any proof that he knew anything about it. I really am confused. Can somebody bring me up to date on this? And I'm not a Michigan fan. To be honest, I'm not a huge college football fan on the whole. I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it. It's not something I go out of my way to watch. But what is the deal with this sign-stealing thing? I don't understand it. I don't even understand how it would work. I don't know how that could play into your favor, because I think it would happen so spontaneously that you wouldn't have time to be ready for it. You know, it's like me knowing what the menu is at McDonald's. Okay, I know what the menu is, but I don't know what you're going to order until you pull up to the window. I may know the menu, but I don't know what you're going to order. Now, maybe tomorrow you're going to get some McRib value meals, but I don't know that until you asked, until I asked. So, I don't understand the sign thing. Does anybody understand it? Somebody's got to be a sports fan out there. 740-751-4038. Well, I don't know if Glenn or Tyler tuned in. They're both in the fruitcake toss now. I wonder how they feel about that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we're younging it up for the fruitcake toss. I'll say that. Glenn and Jerome are Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson, not that old. And certainly Matt and Carrington. Matt's only 20. Carrington only 22. They're not that old. So we're doing well on the age group here. We've got a nice little younger curve this year. Again, nominate anybody you like. 740-751-4038. But our three new nominees this morning so far, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, and Bill Collins, our mayor-elect. And we'll hear back from Bill to see if he's going to participate. Glenn and Tyler are in. Put in by a person from their present and past, Miranda. Okay, 30 seconds left in this hour. We're going to take a 15-minute break. We've got news, weather, and all kinds of pertinent information coming up. And then we'll be back on the other side. We'll do some more fruitcake toss entries if you want to do that. We can talk about this Ohio State sign-stealing whoop-de-doo or anything else. Christmas in Caledonia coming up. Turkey pizzas. Christmas pizzas. It's all coming up. 7 days away from Thanksgiving. We're back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI Weasel.